Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Well, we've just touched down in Poland. It's well known for being the seat and theatre of the First and Second World Wars. It's a country that has a very interesting and checkered history of flirtation with communism, but most recently known as the European Tiger for embracing free market capitalism, and has subsequently become a very interesting investment destination for South African firms, not least property firms. And I'm sitting with Gareth Elston, the Chief Investment Officer of Reitway Global, in the lobby at the Western Warsaw. Good to see you, Gareth.
Yeah, it's excellent to see you here, and it's lovely to be in Poland again now.
This is my first trip, so pleasantly surprised around every corner. I'm finding a country that has firmly parted with some of the legacy of old sort of Eastern European communist blocs. It's very clean. It's very modern. It's a fast-growing economy, growing at around 5%, I believe, in the last year. What makes it such an attractive investment destination currently?
I think you've had a government that's really focused on pro-business and encouraging business to come in and enabling it to grow and providing the basic services that enable it to do so. Also a very well-educated, very technically capable population with a great work ethic. And they've really worked hard to get their independence back, following on from the war and the Soviet occupation and communism. And they've just, I think, they've seen what it could be, and they know where they want to go, and they've worked extremely hard to get there.
Now, it's the sixth largest economy in the European Union. For those who might be shocked by that, Central and Eastern Europe is very much a gateway, as it is seen, between sort of the West, the traditional European powers, and Russia. And there is something about Poland that makes it very attractive to South African investors. What would you say that is? It seems to be very cost competitive versus other European centres. What is it about Poland? Because there's EPP. We're here as guests of EPP and Redefine. Mr. Price have operations here, and there are a few other South African firms as well. What is it about Poland that makes the market so attractive to South African investors?
I think, you know, even just looking at, they've had such great phenomenal growth over the past few years, that there's still a lot of potential going forward as well. The country is still, if you look at its neighbours, especially Germany, it has got a long way to go to catch up, to get income parity, etc. It still has a lot of growth within it, but it's just an easy destination for companies to actually come in to do business. You'll find doing business in English is not a problem. As I said, you have those technical skills, both from a building and management perspective as well, and there's a lot of scope to grow. It really has been an underserved market, especially from the sector that South African companies have been involved in. And while they've made some great strides over the past few years, there's still a lot of runway.
And it is that runway that excites the likes of EPP and others that have been investing in retail property in particular in this market, which is interesting because when we think of retail, we think perhaps a property investment class that is dying. We were chatting earlier. It's not really dying, though. It's evolving, isn't it? How is it evolving in Poland?
Poland really is a new retail destination as such, and it didn't really have the type of malls that we're now starting to see, which is, number one, becomes an attractive destination for people. It's actually something that they like to visit, they like to go to. It's their entertainment. It also provides them with brands that they never used to have access to before. Also, food and beverages become a lot more and more important. People like to go out. There's malls that open late. They'll go, they'll meet friends, they'll do shopping, they'll socialize. And also, Poland, as opposed to a lot of Western European markets, didn't actually have a high street culture at all. So you didn't have these other competitors within the market. So you had, again, this green space that you could move into, and it's become a lot more attractive. And it's not just, you know, the South African companies here. We have some of the European heavyweights like Unibay that have opened up world-class malls in Poland too. So it's quite a competitive market, but South African companies are doing extremely well.
The beer is not bad either. I can certainly vouch for that, and very competitive by international and European standards. I think the zlotys at around 4-1 to the rand at the moment. But for a South African visiting Poland for the first time, I'm certainly struck by how rapidly what I would have imagined would have still been a kind of relic of that old Baltic Soviet communist bloc past has evolved and modernized. It really is very clean. We're going to go on a tour now, Gareth, so I'll report back tomorrow on what I see on the streets. But from the trip from Frederic Chopin Airport to the Western, one was really struck by a lot of green space, a lot of very clean and well organized, but with some, as you mentioned, throwbacks to that communist past, some high-rise apartment blocks. So one can see with that, there's not a lot of high street culture, as you say. There's not a lot of place to live, work, play, so to speak. And that's where the mall still reigns supreme in Poland.
Indeed, and I think it will carry on to stay there for a certain while. But as with all retail, Polish retail will also evolve and change. So I think we'll start to see a lot of movement away from the very large, diversified electronics retailers that we see in a lot of the malls here, which is something you don't really see in other malls globally anymore as such. So that'll change. But, I think the operators understand this. They know that they need to change the retail mix, and they know it's something that they have to plan for, and they are. So it I think offers still lots of exciting opportunities for it to grow, and this the economic growth that Poland really has been offering, I think investors will again continue to just allow investors here to get attractive growth rates that will steadily rise over the years, which we're not seeing in other markets.
And we're talking here about a country that could have wallowed in self-pity. World War One, World War Two, post-World War Two, they weren't really given their sovereignty back. The Russians came in and occupied them until the early 90s, wasn't it? Late 80s, early 90s. What did they get right? What are the lessons for South Africa in the Polish story?
I think it was really a focus on pragmatism and a focus on having business and free market ideals driving the economy forward. I think they had seen what had not worked in other markets. They definitely knew that they did not want to follow a communist model. They wanted to really move the country forward. They're very pragmatic. They're very proud people as well. And we've seen that really coming through. And it's been very much a slowly approach as well. So it hasn't been a big bang approach, kind of something like we've seen in Russia after the Soviet Union's fall. So it's been a more pragmatic approach and a slowly building up, just getting it moving forward. And that's what's attractive again, is that you have that, it still enables growth to continue to come forward. So it's not that it's all come through. They may develop market status last year than an emerging economy anymore. But again, there is still scope, which is attractive.
Very attractive, phenomenal. They made a developed market status last year. That's 25 years and some change, literally a generation after the fall of the Iron Curtain. So great insights from Gareth Elston there, the Chief Investment Officer of Reetway Global, as we kick off our Polish tour in Warsaw today. Tomorrow we're going to be heading out further west to Poznan and Szczecin, and we'll bring you some more insights from the road. From me, Michael, it's back to you, Kirby.